7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think them thing goes another way, or when them think them thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these ends. Cause when them beat, then tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet. But when them think, then tingle the people way. One day them dead, 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 them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think, then thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead,
eh? Oh, when them think, then thing go another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, eh? One day them dead, dead, them not dead, eh?
Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called best. I'm so blessed where the money went, in the skies and weapons of debt. Hey, why don't they buy the needed someone checks?
I give thanks and praises unto the Most High. I give thanks and praises unto the Most High with no apology. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Let's try our best to close the show. Now, I say, and I'm about to prove it right now, that every human being is a Christ spirit soul energy in human flesh. James, Yaqub. See, the wicked ruling class and ruling families have Yaqubed us, supplanted us, grabbed our heel, and thrown us out of our original position with the Most High in the universe as rulers of the universe. Christ made a little lower than the angels, crowned with the glory of the Most High, given the power to rule the universe, rule creation, rule the handiwork of the Most High. Hebrews says the same for mankind. And Psalm, what division is that in Psalm? Is it Psalm 8? Says the same of mankind. So we have been moved. We have been Yaqubed out of our original place. So what we are doing is equipping. We are equipping the babies, the youth, to strike the head of the serpent. Now this is the serpent seen in a light that is not positive. The serpent originally is seen as light and fire and wisdom. Is it what scripture is that where it said, take up the serpent? Didn't say if you're bit by a serpent, you'll be protected. It said, take up the serpent so that you may have knowledge and wisdom and healing. And then if you suffer anything, you'll be protected. The serpent originally represents light and wisdom and healing and fire. Okay? But in this case, we're looking at the misuse of such power by the wicked ruling class. So we strike the head of the wicked ruling class. We strike them at that which they think is their knowledge. The head has knowledge, but these have no wisdom. This is why the human family, we are homo masculine, hyper masculine, and homo or hyper feminine. What do I mean? The masculine represents knowledge. The ruling class have knowledge. They have no wisdom. They're killers. They destroy the human family. The people, the masses, we have wisdom, but we have no knowledge. So we allow the wicked ruling class to run roughshod and destroy us and divide us because we have no knowledge. We are here attempting to bring knowledge together with wisdom. Knowledge by itself means spiritually hyper homo masculine. Knowledge on knowledge on knowledge on knowledge and no wisdom. Wisdom among the masses of the people, that's hyper homo feminine. Wisdom on wisdom on wisdom and no knowledge, no good. Knowledge, the masculine, needs the womb of the feminine wisdom in order to give birth to understanding. So that's the problem. So we must equip the youth and the babies with religion as pure science so that they may have the knowledge and the wisdom to strike the head of the serpent, to strike at those who abuse and misuse knowledge and wisdom, so that the babies and the youth may Yaqub. James means James is Yaqub in the African Hebrew, means supplant, overthrow, grab the heel of one and push them out of the way. Yaqub, James, represents the moving away and overthrowing of a no good, rotten system of death, hell, and destruction, then coming through Caesar and the Roman Empire, today coming through the house of Rothschild and this terrible system that we live under that has created death, hell, and destruction. Yaqub, James, in the book of James, which in the Hebrew is Yaqub, is trying to get us to understand our original created self. Our original self. Our original nature coming from the Most High. He says in verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So you and I are the gift of the Most High, and we arrived complete in the sense that coming from the Most High, united with the Most High, united with the universe, all that is in the universe is here to perfect us and to complete us. The Most High says, Yahshua says, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be ye perfected. Be ye finished. Be ye complete and whole, wanting nothing. Be ye perfect. That means grow up and be like our mama and our daddy. The word is further defined as consummate human integrity and virtue. Didn't we speak of the universe and ma'at and her as truth and integrity? Didn't we see the ur and the tum? That you and I would say urim and tumim is truth and integrity, and urim is fire and light. Ur, fire and light. Tum, truth and integrity. Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness. Further definition of this word perfect: full grown, adult, of full age, mature. And so James talks about how is talking about how we must be fully grown and fully perfected through really union with the universe and union with our original natural self, meaning original nature. We're the good gift from the Most High. The word gift is a giving, a gift. And the word gift is feminine, doses. I'm giving you a cursory. The word gift is feminine in the Greek language. Every good gift and every perfect gift is perfect feminine. Perfect is an adjective. But we can plainly see feminine and masculine. Perfect gift. Now this word gift is a different word. This word is neutered. It means a gift, bounty, benefaction. So we are good. We are a bounty. We are a gift from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. The word Father, Peter, and the word lights is phos. It's a neutered noun. It means light, light emitted from a lamp, light that surrounds, such as angels when they appear on earth, light emitting from a star. But didn't we see in the African Hebrew that light was feminine? So the Father of lights is Kuk. Remember Kuk and Kaket. Kuk is darkness, masculine. Kaket is feminine, light. This is the birth process. That birth process takes place in the darkness, and the womb has the power to bring to light that which was birthed in the darkness. So the Father of lights, Kuk. But the power of the Most High, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, in whom or with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So we have light, and we have light and darkness being used properly to propagate life and existing. So there is no variableness, meaning there is no change. The word variableness is a feminine noun. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 3883. Paralage. Paralage.
It means variation and change. There is no variableness, no change, neither shadow of turning. Now, let's see turning first. The word turning, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 5157. Trape. Trape.
Is a feminine noun. It means turning of the heavenly bodies. So we have a picture of heavenly bodies not turning. What are we getting at, Yaqub? What are we getting at, supplanter? The key is in the word shadow. The word shadow. This is going to blow your mind. The word shadow.
Strong's G, 644. Apaskiasma. Apaskiasma.
A shadow cast by one object on another. A shadow. Now, when you go to the etymological root, you get to this word.
Strong's G, 4639, skia, skia.
This is a feminine noun, and it has to do with shadow, a shadow caused by the interception of light, an image cast by an object and representing the form of that object, a sketch, an outline, an adumbration. Let me see this word adumbration right quickly. We love to know the definitions of words. Adumbration, to foreshadow vaguely, to intimate. to suggest. So this adumbrate is dealing with shadow, dealing with an outline, a sketch, okay? So now the word shadow, this is key now. This word is feminine, and it has to do with the science of the sun shining on an object, and that object casting a sketch, casting an outline, casting a shadow. The shadow is an outline, a sketch of the object that is casting the shadow because of light shining from the sun or some projector of light. Now, when you go into the Thayer's Greek lexicon, it begins to go into detail about this shadow. And it talks about how the express likeness, the shadow is the express likeness, the very image. Now, Christ is the express likeness of the Most High. Christ is the image of the Most High. But is not Adam the image of the Most High? Now, I want to find this word overshadow. I hope this is the word overshadow. Yeah, let's see now. Shadow, the express image, the image, okay? And remember, Christ is called the image of God, but Adam is also the image of God. And remember, in Luke, where are we? In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the Most High talking through the spirit, energy, soul, force, angel. Gabriel, I believe. Was it Gabriel? Gabriel begins to tell Miriam that her womb, she'll come under the power of the highest, and the highest shall overshadow thee. That word overshadow, this is key, sisters and brothers, to prove that every human being is a Christ spirit and soul in human flesh. To the word overshadow, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 1982. Episkiazo. Episkiazo.
Episkiazo is a verb. The Most High is going to overshadow the womb of Mother Miriam, to throw a shadow upon, to envelope in a shadow, to overshadow. This, when you go into the details in Thayer's Greek lexicon, it talks about the shadow from a vaporous cloud that casts a shadow. The word is transferred to a shining cloud surrounding and enveloping persons with brightness. We're talking about how the womb of the woman is infused with the life coming from the Most High, using material matter elements, using atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons to produce this magnificent wonder that we call life. Further in this Thayer's lexicon, it says the Holy Spirit exerting creative energy upon the womb of the Virgin Mary and impregnating it. The use of the word seems to have been drawn from the familiar Old Testament idea of a cloud as symbolizing the immediate presence and power of God. When you research the word cloud, you come to auguring, you come to divining again. This life, the child, you can determine what the future will be through the study of your babies, your children, the youth. The Holy Spirit as energy, spirit energy, spirit exerting creative energy upon the womb of the mother, Virgin Mary. But this is every human being, the spirit energy of the Most High, exerting energy on material and mass times the speed of light, 186,281 miles per second squared. Is energy, spirit is energy, energy is spirit, equals mass times the speed of light squared. And the cloud represents the power and presence of the Most High. The cloud is a divining element. The babies, the youth, must know and understand the aggregate collection of mass and material atoms, elements, protons, neutrons, molecules to produce life. Further in this now, let me see if I can get to one of the etymological roots and see what the Thayers says. Let's see. All right. This is what I want to see as well. Let's hear the pronunciation of the etymological root.
Strong's G, 4639, skia. Skia.
This word is feminine. Skia is shadow. It has to do with that science of the sun shining. See, the sun represents the power of the Most High shining and casting the image of the Most High. The sun shining on an object, making that object cast the shadow. And that shadow is the sketch, the outline. Now, in the Thayer's Greek lexicon, in describing this word shadow, which is the etymological root of overshadow, it begins to say, again, the express likeness, the very image. And this is describing Christ, right? But again, Adam is the image of God. So look now, there's no way around it, sisters and brothers. If Christ is the image of God, and Adam is the image and likeness, it says here, express likeness, the very image. Christ is the express likeness and very image of God the Most High. But Adam is the image and likeness of God. And James just finished saying there is no turning in the shadow. The word shadow is representing Christ. And if there is no turning in the shadow, if there is no change or variableness in the Father of lights, meaning the Most High, same yesterday, today, forevermore, no change in the Most High, no change in the character and attributes of the Most High. And the Most High is using atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons, exerting energy on the wombs of our mothers. And through the collection of mass and material. Atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. And the use of light times the speed of light squared, which is 186,281 miles per second squared. The Most High exerting energy on the wombs of our mothers. And that womb, that life is the shadow of the Most High. That light is the image or life. That life, that child is the image of the Most High. And there is no change in the image of the Most High. There is no change in the shadow of the Most High. Every mother's womb is overshadowed with the energy and spirit of the Most High, using cloud, using water, H2O, using atoms, using fire, light, using all of this aggregate collection of mass and material to create life in the wombs of our mothers. Yaqub is trying to get us to understand that each and every one of us are the gift of the Most High from above, that each and every one of us are the image and likeness of the Most High. Each and every one of us are the shadow of the Most High. Each and every one are the Christ of the Most High. And each and every one of us are the same shadow in Christ. Yes, we have different attributes and characteristics, but the Most High is looking at all of us as the shadow image Christ of the Most High. No change in the shadow. No change in the image. All image of the Most High is Christ, because Christ is the express image and likeness of the Most High. And every human being is the express image and likeness of the Most High. Christ is the shadow of the Most High. Every human being is the shadow of the Most High. Christ is born through the overshadowing of the womb of Mother Mary by the power and energy of Mother Holy Spirit. We are the same. There's no variable, no change, no turning. It's the same Christ, spirit, soul, energy. We must teach the babies. We must equip the babies that they must know and understand that they are the Christ, spirit, soul, energy in human flesh, so they may be equipped to get up and stand up for the truth, and get up and stand up and create the Christ government spirit, Christ government, Christ civilization here and now on this earth. Let's take this last break, and we're going to conclude in the next grouping.